Thank you, Thomas. Next up is our own Suwood member who likes to perform in our open mics. He's done the Ginsburg Marathon at least once. He was here last year for Poems for Peace. And he was the only one who saw the fine print that this event is a BYOH. Bring your own harp. And he did. So please welcome Philip Quackenbush. Jim, we might need your help in restructuring this situation here so that the harp and the harpist.
I'm only going to play a few notes on the harp, so as long as it can be heard in the gallery.
I think it'll be all right. Maybe try a couple and see if we can.
Probably be better if I sat down. Not a lap harp, I'm happy with that.
Right here, is this good?
Yeah, it's right here. My poetry is not as roomy as Persian style, so I'm limited more or less to my lyrics, to the songs that I write. And since this is a more or less related to peace, because it resolves the personal problem, not mine, but the protagonist in the song, that's fairly common in today's world. And unless we have personal peace, the world will never. Unless virtually everybody has personal peace, the world will never have perpetual peace. I'll play a phrase of music from the song. It's called Fins and Fins. The car, it was never the same. Blame the fin who did finger my game. Oh, I'll never forgive her for the fin dent. But I loved her just the same when she went. Oh, the fin, she was a fisherman's wife. And he would have fair taken my life if he left his fins, flippers, and gills to pursue me with all of his will. But now a fair Irish colleen leans on me to be hers, she's so keen. Oh, the fin I am finished with forever. If the fin can't pursue me, I aver. Finished.
All right, you talk about, why don't you chair back?
Yeah.